Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason 110001 Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you support us on Patreon. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Ashley, what are we talking about today?
Smartest robot heroes, or techno-organic, or slightly robotic, or have a robot iron suit. Spoilers, Iron Man's on the list.
Iron Man is not a robot.
Well, he is according to GameSpot, so take it up with them.
GameSpot, you suck. I think it's enough of the robot voice. Iron Man?
He's number one. Right,
so basically we're talking about the smartest robotic superheroes.
Yes, because Brainiac is a techno-organic, Brainiac 5 techno-organic.
And you have a list prepared of game from GameSpot, and we're gonna talk through it.
Yeah, there's like 25 things on here.
All right, we're gonna start at 25 and go to the top.
Sure.
Okay, I think like most lists that we do on Geek History Lesson Extra, we're gonna probably call this list junk.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna be like, that person's not a robot. I don't count.
Yeah, that's where I'm gonna get some problems here.
So there's 22 people on this list. So number 22 is Doctor Doom. I knew you were going to be like, not a robot.
Not a robot. Dr. Doom is not a robot. He's a dude in a suit that is not a robot.
Who wrote this? Oh, their name's not on here, so they don't get any credit.
It's a good thing their name's not on there, because we will take them to task.
Edited by AMP Seeker of Lost Knowledge. Your list sucks.
AMP Seeker, I'm not going to say sucks, because I'm trying to be kinder this year. AMP, God damn it, do some research. I mean, you agree, right?
Oh, I do. Dr. Doom is not a robot. But I wanted to bring it up because I knew you'd get mad. Number 21 is someone who I've never heard of, Ironclad.
Who's that?
I don't know. It just literally says their name and has a photo. Let me click on it.
We don't even know who they are.
Ironclad is a member of UFOs, a small group of criminals that tried to duplicate the crash that gave the Fantastic Four their powers. Ironclad never accepted that Hulk is stronger than him. Wow. This is lame.
I think you picked a bad list. We're not even in minute two.
Okay, number 20 is Cyberforce. Some of them are robots. This is a bad list.
This is a really bad list. All right, let's...
Oh, no, 19 is one that you know.
Let's scroll through this list really quickly, and let's just talk off the top of our head, because I think this list is going to junk us real quick.
19 is Cyborg Superman.
Yeah, robot.
Is Brainiac 5 smarter than him?
Yes, Brainiac 5 is smarter than him.
I don't know who this character is, so I'm skipping it. Number 17 is all of the Terminators. And number 16 is just the Terminator.
Well,
this is a terrible list.
Terminators are robots. Brainiac is definitely smarter than them. The Terminators aren't that smart. They're very driven, though.
They are.
Like, they won't stop.
Especially the shiny one.
Yeah, T-1000.
Yeah.
Brainiac's definitely smarter.
How about Ultron? I had to scroll up four or five people to someone I knew.
You know, to me, Ultron, he's smart, but he's more evil than he's smart.
Do you think he's... Let's put Brainiac 5 aside for a second. Is he a better villain? Is he more evil than Brainiac? Than Brainiac 1?
I'd say no for me.
I would agree with that.
Because all he cares about is smacking around Hank Pym.
I think he's a more... Well, Hank Pym deserves it. Hank Pym's a jerk. He's a more personal villain, though. Like, Brainiac's drive is to... He's a collector.
Well, Brainiac is a cosmic villain.
Yeah. Ultron is just like, F this one guy in particular.
Sure. Yep.
The next one is Machine Man. I don't know who that is.
Machine Man is a robot. He is a character from Next Wave. He's a great Marvel character. He's not very smart, though. He basically just still has his human intelligence, but he's made of machine parts.
How about Cyborg?
Regular Cyborg?
Yeah.
Again, not very smart.
He's very smart.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's a jock. He's a football quarterback.
Yeah, but he is. But, and this is especially, this is something that's always been part of his continuity, but you don't get as much in the cartoon, I would say. He's always been smart enough to go on a science scholarship, and his dad hates that he plays football and wants to go on a football scholarship. Like, he works at Star Labs.
Well, it's been... His dad works at Star
Labs. No, Cyborg works at Star Labs. Cyborg works at Star Labs.
It's a thing. It's also been a thing, too, that where he wanted to go on a football scholarship, but his dad was mad that he didn't want to go on a science scholarship.
Yeah, that's what I just said, yeah.
I know, but it's the flip. So if he's a football jock, to me, if you look at the Teen Titans, who's the brains of the Teen Titans?
Robin.
Who's the brains of the Justice League with Cyborg on it?
Batman.
Okay, not the smartest character on that team.
I'm just saying he's not dumb.
I don't particularly think that Cyborg is a smart character. I think that Cyborg is a very utilitarian character, whereas he can, yes, he can hack, he can do stuff like that. He can, you know, open your boom tube, but he's never, unlike, if you put it, Brainiac 5 is definitely the brains of the Legion. Batman's the brains of the Justice League. Reed Richards is the brains of the Fantastic Four. Iron Man is the brains of the Avengers. No one is ever going to say that Cyborg is the brains of his team.
Do you think Brainiac 5 is smarter than the Robin robot from DC 1 Million?
Yes.
Is he smarter than Steel, who I didn't think was
Steel
a robot?
Steel is not a robot at all. Steel, John Henry Irons, is really smart.
Yeah.
I mean, the man has created a armor that is skin tight and somehow is flexible, made out of metal. That's pretty smart. And also, he's created superpowers before. He's like figured out a way to do it and turn them on and off. He's gone toe to toe, brain wise, with Lex Luthor. The one problem with Brainiac 5 is that he's from the 31st century, so it's hard not to just automatically make him smarter because he knows a thousand years of stuff more. Brainiac 5 is definitely smarter.
How about Iron Man?
Yeah, Iron Man also not a robot.
Do you think he's smarter than Brainiac 5?
No, not by a long shot.
Man, I'm looking at this other list of robots from Den of Geek, and it's also full of people I've never heard of.
Like who?
This is just going to be us ragging on listicles. Robot Man?
Robot Man's from the Doom Patrol.
The Reavers?
Who are the Reavers?
X-Men characters?
Oh, they're terrible. Don't talk about them.
Ladytron?
Who's Ladytron?
She's from Wildcats.
I don't know who that is.
The Brain. I don't know if I would call him a robot.
I mean, sort of. I mean,
here's one that's a robot. Metallo.
Metallo's dumb.
He's dumb.
He's a dumb guy. He was tricked by Lex Luthor to becoming Metallo. And he's a dumb guy.
And then they put Iron Man on the list. And then Deathlok. Deathlok is
Deathlok's not that smart, though.
And then
Deathlok's more
Cable,
a soldier.
Who I don't think is a robot.
Cable's not a robot. He just has a robot arm, you idiots.
And then, is Winter Soldier a robot?
Winter Soldier.
Or Misty Knight?
Or Misty Knight is also a robot, you boobs.
Then we three, who are a bunch of pets.
But they're cybernetic pets. But they're not smart. They're only as smart as a dog is smart.
But then Cyborg is the number one person on this list. Cyborg beat out Superman. Who's this list by? Mark Buxton. Your list from 2014 is lacking.
You guys are like, I don't get why you're selling our robot characters and put Iron Man on there. That's bull. Bullshit.
Let's just talk about maybe some of the smartest characters. Like, do you think Brainiac 5 could go toe to toe with a Bat family member?
In terms of fighting or brains?
In terms of intelligence, yeah.
Brainiac 5 is smarter than every one of them.
Because they only have 6-level intelligence?
Yeah. Yeah. Batman can't stand a chance against Brainiac 5.
Do you think there's anyone in the Legion? What about Mr. Fantastic?
He's the only character that could give Brainiac 5 pause.
I'm honestly shocked that you think that highly of Reed Richards.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you love Reed Richards, but...
But here's the thing. It's not that I think that highly of him. It's think about what... the evidence is there in the stories.
What about Franklin or
Franklin's
Valeria?
Not that smart. Valeria's smart. But there's nothing to say that Valeria's smarter than her dad.
That's true. But she's only
Now, she
child.
Can challenge her dad. But it has been proven time and time again that Reed is smarter than Doom. So Doom is automatically out of the equation. Mm. But you have to think about the reason why I would say is Mr. Fantastic is the only character that could give pause to Brainiac 5 is... Because I think that Brainiac 5 might be too logical, and Reed is
creative.
Reed has just shown that he'll do crazy gambits, and I mean he packed his girlfriend into a rocket and shot her into space, and was like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, I found a list of the 15 most intelligent characters in comics. Can we go through this one really quick?
And against Brainiac 5,
and see if Brainy's finer, smarter.
Okay, sure.
Is he finer? Barbara Gordon.
Yes.
Oh, super rude.
Barbara Gordon's not that smart.
She's so smart.
She's smart, but she is not genius. I'm sorry.
I think you're wrong.
She is a smart lady. She has that photo recall ability. I can't remember what it's called.
Eidetic memory.
Yep, she has an eidetic memory. She, of the Bat family, is probably the smartest next to Batman. But Barbara Gordon's not going to invent a rocket ship. or a new form of propulsion. That is genius level. Look, my bar for genius means that you're going to go outside and figure out a way to make my car fly.
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker's really smart, but not as smart as...
See, because I think Barbara Gordon is smarter than Peter Parker.
No. No.
I do. Can't tell me. It's my opinion.
Sure, sure. But no, Peter, going off of story evidence, no, Peter Parker is way smarter than Barbara Gordon.
How about Ray Palmer?
See, I think Peter's smarter than Ray.
I think Ray's dumb.
I think Peter's way smarter than Ray.
How about Amadeus Cho?
You know, Amadeus Cho is a smart character, but I'm going to say this about Amadeus Cho. He is that kid that, of course, you know, like figured out the Hulk and is the Hulk's fan. And now he is the Hulk. He's the awesome Hulk or whatever.
Totally awesome Hulk.
Yep. Totally awesome Hulk. We've been told a lot that Amadeus is smart. We haven't got to see it
mm-hmm.
yet.
That's fair.
And I think that now the character's getting close to 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's being around for a decade. And I want to see the proof now.
How about Hank McCoy?
Hank's pretty smart. Are we going against Brainiac 5?
Yeah.
Still, Brainiac 5 beats him. Easy.
They have Clark Kent at number 10. I like Clark, but I don't think of Clark as being a fucking super G. I didn't mean to swear. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. We can swear on this. I already said bullshit.
He's not smarter than Barbara Gordon. He's not smarter than Peter Parker.
It depends on... He's definitely not smarter than Peter Parker, but... It depends on which version of Superman you go, because there is a version of Superman, and it depends on the writer, that Superman is super in all forms, because there is a Superman that builds... The Silver Age Superman built robots and stuff.
Yeah.
So he is a little bit of a genius-y. Now, that's not my Superman. I don't like that Superman. Mm-hmm. I don't like a Superman that does science experiments.
This is what Batman's for.
I like Superman that does science experiments that are related to Krypton, mm-hmm. but to me, I don't see Superman as a genius.
I agree. Like, he's smart, and he's a good writer, but he's not... I don't think of him as an intellectual.
Exactly.
And I don't mean that as an insult.
No, I agree.
How about Hank Pym?
I mean, Brainiac 5. Brainiac 5 is going to be everybody on this list. Come on.
T'Challa? I didn't know T'Challa was supposed to be.
T'Challa is a genius. Yes. Yeah, he's super smart.
I got to read more Black Panther.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I don't know if I believe he's smarter than Brainiac, but...
T'Challa is... I mean, T'Challa is a Fantastic Four character.
Oh, sure. So, of course.
T'Challa is one of these characters, because a lot of characters that Stan Lee introduced into the first 100 issues of Fantastic Four were all about who's somebody who could beat... Reed Richards.
Or who could help him.
Yes, or challenge him. T'Challa is one of those characters.
That's very interesting. I gotta read more Black Panther. Mm-hmm.
Wakanda is a super city.
Yeah, that's true. Then Iron Man, we already talked about Iron Man. Oh, here's a good one I would never have thought of. How about Ozymandias?
Oh, man.
I think that's a really interesting question.
It's a good choice, because Ozymandias figures out how to beat Dr. Manhattan, which is
pretty impressive.
Which is very impressive. He beats a god. Ooh, smart, but he's not smarter than Brainiac 5. That's the problem. Like, Brainiac 5 is such an impossible level.
Yeah.
Ozymandias is a good choice on the list. I might, you know, we were going to call this the smartest robot characters. I might just call it the smartest
characters.
The smartest characters in comic books. Yeah.
Yeah, because this turned out to be better than the robot list. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry if you're here for robot talk.
Sorry. Yeah.
Everybody, keep going.
Mr. Terrific, who I think is a little high on this list, as much as I like Mr. Terrific.
I think Peter Parker is smarter than, and Tony Stark are smarter than Mr. Terrific. And I love Mr. Terrific.
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner is pretty smart. I think it's, you know, where are we at? What number are we at?
We're at Bruce Banner's number 3.
I mean, Bruce Banner's pretty smart.
So number 2 is Bruce Wayne.
See, I think Bruce Wayne's a little high on that list.
And number 1 is Mr. Fantastic.
Of course it is.
He's your boyfriend.
I think Bruce Wayne's a little high on that list.
Do you really?
Yep.
Do you think he should be higher than Mr. Terrific?
It's tough because, again, Batman is a scientist, but he's not that much of a scientist.
He's really more of a strategist. I think of him more as like a military mind.
He's a military strategist, but he knows he knows a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know, because I'm of the opinion that Lex Luthor is smarter than Batman.
Well, because everybody thinks, right, because Mr. Terrific is
the third smartest man.
Everyone thinks it goes Lex, Bruce.
I think it should go Lex.
Michael.
Michael.
Slash Curtis.
Then Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, Curtis is his middle name.
I know, but Michael on the Curtis show, Holt. But on the know, show, I know. So I'm just for anyone who might not have read.
They didn't want to have another Michael on that show, I think is why they
That's
called
fair.
Him Curtis.
I think Curtis is a more interesting name. Sorry to all the Michaels out there.
Yep. I think Mr. Terrific is smarter than Batman. I really do. And I think that's the better way to design your DC universe.
But we've basically decided that Brainiac 5 is smarter than everyone, yep. But Reed Richards maybe could give him a run for his money.
Reed Richards could probably beat him.
Under the right circumstances.
Yep. Again, you have to think about Reed Richards is the one who stumbled Galactus.
Yeah, but you know who also beat Galactus? Squirrel Girl.
Now, I don't buy the bullshit that's been done to Galactus over the last 10 years. Because Galactus has been made into the character because every writer that gets to write for Marvel Comics now...
Wants Galactus.
...brings out Galactus.
Yeah.
So Galactus... I'm going to give you a great analogy for Galactus.
Okay.
Galactus is the Borg.
Yeah.
Okay? Think about the Borg right now. We don't like them, do they? And they're easily beatable. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Voyager beat them every episode. Whereas if you go back to First Contact, you go back to TNG, those Borg
were... I mean, even Enterprise.
Yeah. They were impossible to beat. You could not beat them. And that's why they only showed up like three times.
Mm-hmm.
In Voyager, they showed up every other week and we had no problem with beating them. That is what has happened to Galactus. Galactus shows up once or twice a year and we easily beat them. But when Galactus showed up the first time, he was impossible to beat. He ate the Skrull homeworld, which in the Fantastic Four comic books, in the first 50 issues, the Skrulls were the bad guys to beat. So to hear that there was another bad guy out there that had beat those bad guys, that's a big deal. And after that, there's only one other time where they face off with Galactus in like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they only are able to defeat him by tricking him.
Yeah.
Like, again, the thing that everybody thinks forgets about Galactus is that Galactus is like, he's almost a piece. He's like a sentient universe.
Yeah.
He's like the Milky Way galaxy come to life.
Can Brainiac 5 beat Galactus?
Yes. Yes. Because actually Brainiac 5 wouldn't beat him. I think Brainiac 5 would be logical about it.
Mm.
And Brainiac 5 would be like, I'm going to give you a food source.
Yeah, because he's just hungry.
Yeah, because he's just hungry.
He's so sad. He's so hungry.
Yeah. Galactus is a giant hungry poopy.
Oh, baby.
But yeah, Squirrel Girl beating Galactus is bullshit.
Yeah,
get out of here.
I hate
get
that.
The hell out of here.
Cool. I think that's
this
enough.
This is a weird Geek History Lesson Extra.
Sorry.
Listen, people, if you're on the internet and you're writing lists, fucking learn who robots are.
Oh, man. Jesus, yeah.
Thank you so much for your support. This is a very aggressive Geek History Lesson Extra. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Keep listening, my super friends or my brain boys.